Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George with you once again as we inch closer to the finish line with week number 89. Hey, that rhymes. Well, this week we continue in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, specifically chapters 12 through 27. And as I read through the chapters this week, it occurred to me that the Old Testament, in many ways, is really not that much different from the New Testament. In fact, Pastor Soper has done a terrific job over the previous 88 weeks explaining the supernatural nature of Scripture as it mysteriously weaves the Old Testament and New Testament themes together into one unified narrative. Yes, we no longer follow the Old Covenant system of dietary laws and animal sacrifices in order to atone for our sins. That old system is obsolete and superseded by Jesus, the Son of God, who became the ultimate and permanent sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. However, that being said, not much has changed with respect to what's good for us as followers of God and what God requires from the people that choose to follow Him. In other words, although we're now redeemed by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, rather than the impossible task of maintaining obedience to the law, God still requires repentance in order for us to activate that saving faith. And repentance, which is a shift in allegiance from serving ourselves to serving God, should manifest itself not only in a verbal profession of faith, but also in how we structure and follow through on our priorities. To illustrate this, let's take a look at chapter 13, verse 4 in Deuteronomy, and I'll actually be reading from the NASB. It says this, "You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him." So here we read, follow, fear, obey, listen, serve, and cling. Now this verse, although written under the Old Covenant, could easily be mistaken for a New Testament verse. In other words, these markers should be true of us as New Testament believers as well, just as they were for the Old Testament believers. In fact, Jesus and others emphasize these very same things. For example, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And then there's the idea of fearing God. Luke 12, 5, Jesus said, but I tell you whom to fear, fear God, who has the power to kill and then throw into hell. Yes, He's the one to fear. And then there's obedience. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then hearing God's voice, Jesus said in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. And then as serving God, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, you cannot serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. And finally, the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 2 wrote, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. In other words, cling to Him. Tether yourself to Him. Follow, fear, obey, listen, serve, and cling. Straight out of one verse in the Old Testament. Now, sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, that's Old Testament, as though it's no longer relevant or it's obsolete. But don't believe that lie. Remember, Jesus used the Old Testament to resist the devil in the wilderness when He first began His ministry. So, when you read the Old Testament, like the book of Deuteronomy, although you should do so within the context and framework of the New Covenant, you'll discover that much of it is really the same, especially with regard to who God is and how believers in His name conduct themselves and distinguish themselves from the unbelieving culture, both in public and in private. This is Pastor George. Have a great week seeking the King.